So the third paragraph of Dana Mora Nityananda, Vaishnavera Uchesta Tahe Mora Mananeshta Vaishnavera Namete Ullasa Vrindavane Chabutara Tahe Mora Managera See the translation. My mind is firmly convinced of the spiritual benefit obtained by eating the remnants of the foodstuff left by the devotees. The names of the devotees are my happiness. The land of which Vrindavan is the enclosure within which I keep my mind. Poor hearted Narottam Das speaks in this way. So here the author is giving the importance of the remnants of pure devotees. What is the meaning of that? Now, I told you about grapes, right? So, example. Now, this month, now since grapes is a season, your parents bring grapes for you. So, you wash it very nicely, keep it in a bowl and keep it in front of your altar and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, there are, I'll teach you the whole system, the method. Good, good. So, I will also teach you the whole method how you should offer. But for now, you can tell the Maha Mantra 3 times and request the Lord to accept those grapes. So, first when you buy from the shop and you wash, that is called bhoga. Or even if your mother, so even if you know to cook, you can cook something for Krishna. So, that is bhoga. And that bhoga, after offering to Lord Krishna, when you ring the bell and you chant Maha Mantra, and after 5 minutes when you take, that is called Mahaprasad. What it is called?
Mahaprasad.
After you offer to the Lord, first you offer is bhog. And then after offering, what you get is Mahaprasad. And that Mahaprasad, when a pure devotee, like you know, say in our temple Maharaj is...
That's why we are saying Mahaprasade Govinde. First line is Mahaprasad.
Yes, yes.
Because we first do bhoga, then...
Yes. Correct, correct, yes. So, that is is offered to the Lord and that is Mahaprasad. And when that Mahaprasad is taken by a pure devotee and what remains in his plate, if he take that, then that is called Mahaprasad. When a pure devotee like a sannyasi or you know Srila Prabhupada disciples are there, they are pure devotees. So, after they, we don't tell we ate prasad. We say we honored prasad. There is difference. It's not wrong, our children and even adults, many people will say, oh, I ate prasad. I went to Govindas, I ate. So actually, you should, of course, in Govindas, but when you get from the temple, like you take Khichdi prasad bar, that is, you should say, I honored prasad. So like that this is called Mahaprasad. So now, I'll tell you the story. There was this, in the spiritual world, what are the different personalities in the spiritual world? They are good singers. So he used to sing. But what happened, his name was Upabarhana. Okay, the singers in the spiritual world, one of them, his name is Upabarhana. He was a Gandharva. They sing very nice. Gandharvas in the spiritual world, they sing very nicely. His name was Upabarhana. But what happened, at one time, he sang material songs in the spiritual world. In your terms, he didn't sing that, but to make you understand, he sang Bollywood, Hollywood songs in the spiritual world. You understood? So when he sang that, what happened, when he sang that, the devatas over the senior personalities, they cursed him that you should go to the material world because you have sung the song in the spiritual world, you should only glorify the Lord, but you did not glorify the Lord, so you go to the material world. So that is why he got a curse, and that Gandharva Upabarhana, he was born as a son of a maid servant. You know what is a maid servant? In our house, sometimes they do this work and all, no? They are called maid servants. So he was born as a son of a maid servant. So at that time, what happened? He was born as son of maid, but she was a great devotee. And what she used to do? She used to always keep her house clean, and then she used to cook for the Lord. She used to offer bhoga to the Lord, and she used to give mahaprasad. And then it was the time of Chaturmas. Chaturmas means the rainy season, the 4 months just before. Now we just got completed. It gets over with Kartik month. So that time it rains very heavily. And when the rains come heavily, what happens? All the earthworms and all the insects from the ground, they come outside. So the saints, they stay in one place. They will not go to another place. Why? Because they don't want to hurt these animals. So like that, they didn't want to hurt, he didn't want it to hurt the reptiles. Can come. So he didn't want it to hurt the earthworms. He didn't want it to hurt the reptiles. So that is why the saints, they stay, sit down. So they don't want to hurt them. So that is why the saints, listen to this story. So the saints, when it rains, all the earthworms and all insects come out. So they stay in one place. They don't go outside. And they do bhajan the whole day. They think of the Lord. They discuss the stories about the Lord. So this is what they do. So what happened? Now this boys, the Upabarahana who became a boy, his mother, she invited, they are called Bhakti Vedantas, the saints. So she invited them to their house. And she cooked nice bhoga, she offered to the Lord, and she gave them. And 24 hours what they will discuss, not what is happening in the share market, or what is happening here, what is happening there. What they will discuss is, they will discuss only topics of Krishna. So what happened, this Bhakti Vedantas, they were talking about the Lord. And this boy, he was only 5 years old. So he was listening to whatever they all were discussing. And then what he did is, when his mother would cook and when she would serve them, he would also go and serve them. And while they eat, many of us have a very bad habit. What we do is, we are eating that the cricket match is going on. Oh, six, like that, you know, we or whatever, cartoons and all is happening. But actually what happens is that affects your consciousness. That is a wrong method. But actual eating is when you eat, we should discuss, you know, topics about Krishna, or at least don't see TV. Okay. So that's a very wrong habit. That is why you're poor in maths. That's why you're poor in science. So now this Bhakti Vedantas, they were discussing about Krishna and they were honoring prasadam. At that time, all this boy was hearing. And after that, after 4 months, and you know what the boy would do? After they finish honoring the prasad, in their plate the prasad remains, you would go and take their permission. Can I take this? So what did that boy take? This is called remnants in English. In Sanskrit it is called maha maha prasad. So that boy, he ate the maha maha prasad of all the saints. And he used to listen not to Bollywood, Hollywood songs, but he would listen to all the stories of Lord Krishna. And he would hear all the prayers of Lord Krishna, all the bhajans of Lord Krishna. Then what happened? This after 4 months, these Bhakti Vedantas, they left the place. Because after Chaturmas, they go to different places for preaching. So they left the place. Now what happened? One day, this boy's mother, she went to the forest to collect some flowers for puja. But what happened? There one snake bit her. So she left her body. Already he didn't have a father. Now his mother also left the body. But he was not affected at all. Why? Because he became so strong in Krishna consciousness. He heard so many stories from this Bhakti Vedanta, from pure devotees for 4 months continuously. And he ate what? The remnants of these great devotees. Maha Maha Prasad he ate. So what happens? You get the qualities of those pure devotees. So he ate all those. And now he was so strong. He was not at all disturbed. What did he do? He started walking towards the north. You people don't do that. He started walking alone
towards the north. He went walking. In the way, all came. McDonald's came and that mall, this mall. So many different Pizza Hut and Domino's, all these things came. He was not at all disturbed. He was, he was focused. He just went walking. He was walking to the north of India. He was walking. Then finally, after long time, he didn't eat anything, he didn't drink anything. Then he went walking, he went to a place, there was a nice lake. So he went to the lake and then he took fresh water from the lake and he washed himself and he drank that water. And then he went and sat below a tree and he started remembering all the prayers and all the things that he heard from the Bhaktivedantas. And he sat over there and he completely focused on all those prayers, and he was focusing on the Supreme Lord, chanting the names of the Lord. And you know what? After some time, just within some time, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in front of him. He saw the Lord in front of him. And then what happened? He was so happy to see the Lord. Okay? So he saw the darshan of the Lord for some time. Then after he saw the darshan of the Lord, after that what happened? Immediately the Lord disappeared. Then he thought, I'll do this again. So he tried to, let me try the same way. So he again, he sat down and he started meditating on the Supreme Lord. And he started thinking of the Lord and completely focusing on the Lord. At that time, what happened? He tried again and again and again, but nothing happened. And then he felt so bad. At that time I saw the Lord so easily, but now I'm not able to see. So he was feeling bad and he started crying. At that time the voice came from the spiritual world, and the voice from the spiritual world said, now you are not so pure enough. You become pure. Once you become pure, then you will be able to associate with me all the time. So then so this boy, he started going to the north. And then Hare Krishna, he started going to the north and to all holy places, Haridwar and all different holy places, and he was chanting the names of the Lord all the time. That's what he was doing. And then when he left his body, he got the body of Narada Muni. So this is the story of how Upabarhana becomes Narada Muni. So this is the importance of the remnants of Narada Muni. You have not seen so many Narayana, he goes on telling one personality. Have you seen Narada? You have not seen?
Moksha is Narada
Muni. That is that time. Okay.